Back to the Jib Board business. Fletch is feeling the heat over the board. Shareholder Simplicity, along with the Shareholders Association, calling for the board chair, Bruce Hassell, to resign, for the entire board to put themselves up for re-election at the shareholders meeting. Now, they say the board is light on relevant building sector experience and a reset will put Fletcher back on the right path. Simplicity Managing Director Sam Stubbs is with us. Sam, morning to you.
Morning, mate.
Is this a twofold story? Do you have just like a general problem with Fletcher's and we also happen to have a Jib Board thing, or are the whole thing all tied together?
Yeah, look, it's both, Mike. I think the share price has significantly underperformed over the last 5 years, and this was a board that was supposed to basically set that right after their last crisis 5 years ago. So that's one problem. And the other problem, of course, is this Jib issue, which is really impacts shareholders, but it also impacts, you know, lots and lots of people. There are probably over 1 million shareholders in Fletcher's via their KiwiSaver schemes, so they're one group affected. And obviously, there's people wanting to build houses and get houses built. And we're, of course, one of them. We fired them as a customer and now as a share, because we're highly dissatisfied with this whole Jib debacle. And now, of course, as a shareholder, we're also very disappointed in what we've seen, particularly their response to this crisis. I mean, what we were looking for was a little bit of humility in this case, and basically a mea culpa, saying, look, you know, we've got this wrong, we've stuffed up. But we didn't see that. What we saw was hubris, basically saying, look, let's blame people who are hoarding the product. We couldn't foresee it because of COVID, as you just mentioned beforehand. But the problem is, I mean, we're building houses with 400 different products in them. The only one that is in critical short supply is Jib. This is a company which controls 95% of the market, and that, so they have a social license to, you know, they have to ensure consistent supply, and we just don't believe what the company has been telling us about why they haven't been supplying the market.
That 95%, how did it get to this?
Look, I think it's I think over the decades, this has been what I would call a corporate masterclass in lobbying. Basically, what Fletchers have done is very successfully, effectively got Jib written into the building code. It becomes very hard for architects, designers and developers to actually specify any other product. That's perfectly fine as a commercial tactic, but with that comes a responsibility to supply the market at a fair price, and they clearly failed to do that. So,
let me give you another couple of... The people are saying part of it is the government's fault because they couldn't produce during the lockdowns, therefore this is the flow-on effect and that will come right, fair or not?
No, I don't think so. I think because even if they hadn't been able to produce during the lockdowns domestically, the ability to import this is actually relatively easy. Fletchers have tried one source, apparently, which didn't work. But we've been importing directly, Mike. I mean, we're bringing in 4 containers a month now. Fletchers were perfectly capable of going to other market sources and sourcing the Jib. I don't know why they didn't do that. The cynic would say they didn't want the local market getting used to a foreign source product. I don't know. But they didn't do what they should have done, and in fact what the market needed them to do, given how much market share they had.
Another question from a texter this morning. 3 of the Fletcher board are on the BNZ board. Both chairs are cross-board members. I note that the chair of Fletcher's is on 5 boards. It's not possible to do a decent job. 60 board meetings. Is that a fair assessment or not?
Look, I think you've got a group of heavyweight directors there who are used to sitting on multiple boards. But look, I would say this, Mike. You know, the minimum pay for a director of Fletcher Building last year was about $170,000. The chair was paid $344,000. Shareholders should expect an extremely well-run company for what may be the highest paid board in the country. So you know, I don't think shareholders are getting value for money. And in fact, the way that they've addressed this crisis, which has not been from a position of admitting their responsibility, admitting they've mucked up and trying to get it fixed, it's been basically, to my mind, it's been more kind of like sticking their heads in the sand and saying, it's not our fault, let's blame COVID, let's blame hoarding. That's not how a mature, huge company, which has, you know, millions of people invest, or over 1 million Kiwis invested in it, and for which the building industry absolutely relies on to do a solid job every day. If that's the sort of behaviour you're getting from the company, I think, you know, the buck stops for the chair. We need to get some change there.
All right, Sam, appreciate your time. Sam Stubbs, Simplicity Managing Director.